You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Hey, remember on Friday when it was all stock market happy dance because a possible partial trade deal with China on agricultural products and tariffs was super for sure done and done minus just a couple little details? That was fun. Today, though, reports that China actually might want to keep working on those details. And that news comes even though there are more signs of weakness in China's economy. For the month of September, China's imports and exports fell more than economists were expecting. The question, though, is it enough pain for China to make a deal? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
The U.S. is China's biggest market for exports. And because of the trade war, Chinese products are getting more expensive. Also, Bart Van Ark, chief economist at the Conference Board, says the tariffs are causing a lot of uncertainty.
Many companies around the world have been holding out on major investments, just waiting to see, you know, how these trade disputes are going to play out.
But it's hard to tell exactly how painful the trade war has been for China, because China's economy has been slowing for other reasons. Andrew Coughlin, an analyst at the Eurasia Group, says, for one thing,
China is a maturing economy, so rather than low-margin textile manufacturers, for example, they're switching to more high-margin advanced technologies, semiconductors, electric automobiles, etc.
He says that's a big transformation, and the learning curve is a drag on economic growth. Whatever pressure the trade war is putting on China, it won't necessarily push the country into a trade deal. Edward Alden at the Council on Foreign Relations says so far, China is trying to find ways to adapt.
They've been lowering tariffs on imports from other countries to try to get the supplies they need. They've been diversifying their agricultural imports. They've been boosting infrastructure spending.
And Alden says China probably thinks it can outlast President Trump. We're going into an election year, and he'll be under pressure to minimize the effects of the trade war at home. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.